Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Troll23, back in another video. In this video, I'm going to be talking about another basic doctrine of the Bible, and that is the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, concerning God, we believe in a trinity, that there is one God who eternally exists as three co-equal persons. One of those persons is the person of Jesus Christ, who is called the Son of God, being the Son of God the Father. However, Jesus Christ himself is God, and when he came to this earth, it was God dwelling among us in human flesh. As is written in John chapter 1, verse 1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So we know that this is Jesus Christ because of the context of the book of John. It says later in that same chapter in John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Therefore, Jesus Christ, who is called the only begotten Son of God in the Scriptures, is the Word, which the Bible says was with God and was God in John 1:1. Even though Jesus Christ was born into this world of a virgin, he existed in eternity past as God himself. The Scriptures declare in this verse that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is also the creator of all things. And therefore, the Bible says of him in Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, whether they are visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Everything that we see in this world was created by God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, Jesus Christ himself is the creator. He is God. It is written also concerning his coming to this earth in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So when Christ came upon this earth, mankind saw God, him being God manifest or revealed in the flesh. Another verse where Jesus Christ is referred to clearly as God is Romans chapter 9, verse 5. It says, whose are the fathers, and of whom concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. So as it said in Colossians, all things were created by him and for him. So he is above all and over all because Christ is God blessed forever. The one Lord who exists in three persons, and one of those persons is the Word. It is the Son, Jesus Christ. He both existed in the beginning with God and was God in the beginning. That is, that he was with the Father, but himself partake of the same deity which the Father had, the same divine quality. As it says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 8-9, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So the Father is speaking to the Son, and he directly calls him God, then says, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee. They are the same God, but different persons, and there is no doubt that Jesus himself is equal with God in the sense that they are equally God. Because Christ came to this earth in human flesh, it does not limit his divine nature, but rather the Bible says in Colossians 2:9, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The word Godhead means godhood, or the quality of being divine, of having deity. It is saying that he is fully God, even in his human body. Therefore, it's written also in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So Jesus himself was equal with God. He wasn't taking something that didn't belong to him. It wasn't a robbery, because he himself is in the form of God. Therefore, we believe fully in the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is both man and God, that he is fully divine and equal with God, and existed before his physical incarnation of this world in eternity past, as he declared unto the Pharisees, before Abraham was, I am. That was a statement in which he states himself to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God which appeared in the burning bush unto Moses, in which he declared unto Moses that his name was I Am That I Am in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Jesus says the same thing, that before Abraham was, I am. At the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, he said in Revelation 22, verse 13-14, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So just as we saw previously, that the Lord, from everlasting to everlasting, is God. Jesus Christ, being God, is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is also from everlasting and to everlasting. It's the same words that the Lord God spoke in the book of Isaiah. Therefore, we believe in the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.